All right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got a great show lined up for you today. Got an anti-Semite coming on. Imagine. We're going to be talking about, this is even worse. This is the ultimate heresy. We're going to have to say plenty of Hail Israels tonight to atone for this. We're going to talk about Holocaust denial. Imagine. Heresy. I tell you, they're going to be firing up the stakes today. I'm going to burn us at the stake for this one, folks. The most untouchable of all untouchables. We're going to question the Holocaust. Brace yourselves. You could be an accomplice to my crime. They might arrest you just for listening. So stick around, guys. We're going to have Bradley Smith coming on. He was the partner of David Cole. David Cole, you might remember, made quite a few very interesting videos back in the early 90s. Actually went to Auschwitz and asked some annoying questions that the tour guides couldn't answer. He even went to the chieftain there and the head historian. He couldn't answer the questions, and he raised a lot of troubling points, showing that the whole thing was just a bunch of hoopla. They just made this huge money-making industry out of the whole Holocaust fiasco, not to mention gaining sympathy and support from people and nations around the world to engage in their own little Holocaust against the Palestinians. And to silence opposition, they kept throwing the, and still continue, but not so easily anymore because people are waking up to this fraud. You know, they just had that big conference in Iran last year. Some major, was that earlier this year? When was that? Anyway, in the past year sometime, they had the, you know, the major historians from around the world were in attendance there. And, they're all in agreement. There's still some that, you know, won't question it because they're afraid that they'll lose their jobs. But some of the most respectable historians now admit that the official story of the Holocaust, guys, is a bunch of bunk. As, you know, we're not doing this to try to glamorize Adolf Hitler and make him look like an innocent little Sunday school choir boy. But this whole thing has been played out and exaggerated to such an extent that it's just beyond ridiculous. And like anything else, you know, lies have got to be exposed. And we're going to be doing that today. And we're going to tell you why this lie has been perpetuated. It's just quite a fraud, quite a fiasco. A whole lot of things we've been lied to about, guys, regarding history, especially in the past 100 years. And this is a major one. This has allowed a multitude of other crimes to be covered up by perpetuating this fraud. So it needs to be exposed. Anyway, before bringing him on, before going to the first break, just a couple quick announcements here. Guys, once again, get on the horn and harass your senators. Tell them you do not want S-1959 passed. It's already been passed through the House as H.R. 1955. This is the hate, or should I say the thought crimes bill. This bill would enable them to shut down internet radio like what you get here on RBN. Literally, you know, it'll give them the legal precedent to go after internet broadcasting, which is really the last bastion of truth we have left in this fascist regime that we've got. There'll be no way to get truth anymore. They're going to be going after internet truth tellers, which they call propaganda. In other words, you know, stuff you see on Fox and NBC and CBS, that's the truth, and anything else is just propaganda. Anything that doesn't agree with the official government-approved news is going to be targeted by this bill. So give them a call, guys, 800-828-2498, or 800-614-2803, or 877-851-6437. Or the local numbers, 202-224-3121 or 202-225-3121. Harass them. They've been harassing us. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back with Bradley Smith.
The Holocaust denier. Oh, forbid the thought.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got our guest on the line, Mr. Bradley Smith, heretic, anti-Semitic, Holocaust denier. Yeah, welcome to the show, Brad.
Thank you very much for your intro.
Boy, we're all on the hit list now. That's it. We've stepped beyond the bounds.
I see.
So tell me now, you what's that?
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, no, I understand that you used to team up with David Cole. Is that correct?
Yes, we did some work in the 90s. David Cole is a young, independent Jewish filmmaker, and he did a rather remarkable documentary where he went, I financed this trip, but the thing is he did the work entirely on his own, with one camera woman, and he went to Europe as a young man. He was only 23, and he interviewed. He did many things, but what he did as the key to this video that we made is that he interviewed Franciszek Pieper, who at that time was running the museum at the Auschwitz concentration site, and he has... Well, he has lots of interesting things in it, but the most ironic is that we have on tape the tour guide telling the group that she's taking through the Auschwitz Museum, which is actually gas chamber, quote-unquote, number one, that it was in its original state. We have it on film. They were telling that over and over again to thousands and tens of thousands of visitors to Auschwitz. And David Cole has Dr. Francis Seck Pieper saying on video, on camera, that no, that that room had been rebuilt at the close of World War II. And so in short, the people who were running the museum had been lying to the public for 40 years about the museum and about that alleged gas chamber.
Yeah, that's an incontestable fact. That's I've seen the video. Now, is it true that he's pretty much out of the business? I mean, he's not doing this anymore, exposing the Holocaust fraud?
Yes, he's pretty much out. He's doing some work, but he's staying for reasons that he's keeping a very low profile, very low. This began when the Jewish Defense League put out a hit on him on the internet. They actually were trying to run down his street address. He was living with his mother and father at the time, and he was afraid. Well, he had some concern that he might be murdered, and we actually have videotape of two GDL people, Reuben and his right-hand man, saying that he should be killed. I don't know why the hell they put that on tape, on video, but we have it. And he was more concerned that there would be demonstrations or an attempt to ruin or damage the house of his parents. He lived in West Los Angeles, which is where the Jewish Defense League used to operate. And so he was concerned for himself, but I think more than anything, he was concerned about the property of his mother and father.
Unbelievable. Now, he, in the film, in reference to this, the gas chamber, he goes in there, and it's obvious. I mean, you see it on the film. You can tell that there were walls. It wasn't one big open room. Like, they... It's just unbelievable. I mean, you can see it. It's right there. You got to be pretty gullible.
Yeah, but not only that, but he noted that in the center of the floor there was a drain that you could lift up the grill, and anybody who had wanted to could have gone out the drain into an outside drainage ditch.
Yeah.
And that's something that's not often, as very seldom it was ever noted before he noted it. And again, it was so obvious that there's sort of a comic aspect to this. One aspect to this story, we don't want to suggest that Jews did not suffer a catastrophe during the Hitlerian regime. But the thing is, so did most of the other peoples in Europe. And
let's make that clear right from the start. We're not denying that Hitler was evil, not denying that Jews suffered.
I'm not even going to say that Hitler was evil. The thing is that he had an anti-Jewish policy that ended up destroying Jewish culture in Eastern Europe and destroying Germany.
So,
you know what? You don't have to be evil to do those things.
Right. Well, let's face it, regardless whether he was evil or not, there were evil forces working behind the scenes, controlling him, manipulating him, just the same evil forces that manipulate our government here today. And most of them were actually Zionist Jews who set these Jews up to be persecuted so they could capitalize on that later and, claim the victimization thing so that they could get sympathy and get away with their own Holocaust that they're now committing in Palestine. I mean, that's really what this boils down to. They hide behind this victimization cloak so they can get away with committing their own evils. Are you there, Brett?
Essentially, I agree with your argument. I wouldn't phrase it that way. But it's a very complicated scenario. But I think one of the... one of the issues that we have to deal with, and I think you actually touched on it when you talked about the American government. The thing is, there's a real moral issue involved here that is seldom addressed, and this is it. Let's let the audience know what was the primary crime that the Germans were charged with, and they were charged with intentionally killing innocent, unarmed civilians for a greater good. And ironically, they used weapons of mass destruction, the gas chambers, to do it. But if that is, if the intentional killing of innocent, unarmed civilians is the primary crime that the Germans were charged with at the close of World War II, then we have to ask what the Germans did that the Americans did not do. What Republicans, in other words, what did Nazis do during World War II with regard to this primary charge that Democrats and Republicans did not do? For instance, it's well known that the Americans used weapons of mass destruction, that is, great fleets of heavy bombers, to destroy all the major cities in Germany, including the core civilian populations.
Dresden.
Dresden, Hamburg. But the thing is, in every major city, the Americans intentionally killed the core civilian populations, which were innocent, unarmed civilians, and we did it. We did it for a greater good. And then, of course, we did the same thing in Japan. We intentionally firebombed. We intentionally firebombed Tokyo, which was then largely a wooden city. We intentionally burned alive 130,000 innocent, unarmed civilians, including the children, the babies, the women.
But that's not a Holocaust.
No, not only that, but it's not a war crime.
Yeah.
Because this was done for a greater good from the perspective of the Americans. And so we have a moral issue here, this idea that we're still concerned 60 years after the affair that Germans were somehow not fully human in the way that Americans were and are. This is a moral issue that Americans don't really understand, that has never been addressed. And the thing is, I have to say that Germans, you know, we're all in this together, Jews, Germans, and Americans. All of us were fully human, with all the downside that implies. But the thing is that the Germans were not uniquely monstrous, and the Jews were not uniquely victimized.
Right.
I think that's the moral issue that we need to address. You know, and it may turn out that I have
and so the way that the history of this whole thing has been played out for us, it's nothing but blatant hypocrisy.
Well,
and
I
it's
have
true.
To say that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And the saying that, you know, the winners write history, that's really what we're looking at here. The winners wrote the history, and so it's portrayed in such a way that the Germans are evil and we're the good guys. And they've been doing that ever since. You know, we've invaded over 60 countries since World War II. We've decimated those countries, driven them into poverty, killed untold millions of civilians, and somehow that doesn't make it into the history books. Or if it does, it's all for good cause, so it's good. It's not evil.
Yeah, you know, it's for the greater good. That's what's so interesting. Another moral issue that's involved here is that I think it's generally agreed that there would have been no invasion of Iraq by American military if it had not been for 9/11. But from those who... I think that's generally accepted, that without 9/11 there'd be no war in Iraq. The thing is that from the point of view of the Muslims who carried out the attack, they did that for a greater good.
Yeah.
They did it for a greater good. They were responding to the fact that the U.S. military was all over the Middle East, including...
Tell you what, hold that thought. We got to go to a break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. The guest today is Mr. Bradley Smith, talking about the exaggeration of the Holocaust. So you were making the comparison before the break between, you know, basically the end justifies the means. It's the same logic was used by the Arabs. You know, the U.S. asked for it, so the Arabs struck back on 9/11. Is that the point you were making?
Yeah, I think so. In other words, we were over there, and they came over here. But here,
well, you know, since you brought that up, I don't want to go down this road too far because it's going to take us off the track. But do you actually think 9/11 was done by radical fundamental Muslims?
Well, you know what? I'm aware of all the literature that says that offers other theories about it. So far, I'm staying with the establishment theory. But I have to say that I don't really know very much about it. I'm staying with it. I don't have a strong opinion about it, but I'm more or less...
I'll tell you what, I'll call you sometime, and I'll set you straight on that one.
Okay, well, the thing is that
it's another lie. I mean, you know, honestly, I've come to the point where everything that's sold to us is a lie, basically. That's the conclusion I've come to, and it is. You start putting everything under the microscope, and you realize, well, it only makes sense. Look who's controlling the information. Look who runs the media. Look who owns the printing houses. It's the same names popping up every time. So naturally, they're just creating illusions constantly all around us. We were lied to about the Cold War, the reasons why we went into all these countries we invaded, you know, in South America and Africa and East Asia. And, you know, everything across the board. We're given false perceptions about everything, so we rally behind the very power that is actually our enemy, that pretends to be our friend, gets us to support its agenda and invade countries for it that it profits by, and makes our life more of a living hell. You know, brings us into more debt. You know, now they're attacking our Constitution. They're using 9/11 as the excuse for that. I mean, that's something Hitler himself did. You know, he used the burning of the Reichstag, which he set up, to amass tremendous power. And anyway, that takes us off the track.
Yeah,
here. I want to stick
with
the Holocaust.
That's kind of interesting, because you're a potential Ron Paul voter, lacking a more hardcore choice.
Yeah.
Who would be there other than Ron Paul? Who's in the race?
Right. Well, yeah, they're all little lackeys. They're all, you know, corporate puppets.
Yeah.
They really are. But anyway, that's another story. But so, you know, coming back to this idea of the end justifies the means, that really is and has been the mentality behind making the U.S. war crimes look good, and thereby, you know, the Germans are bad, because our intention is good. I mean, that's why they justified using torture. You know, our ends are good. Everyone else who's used torture in the past is evil. You know, Hitler was evil. He used torture. Stalin used torture. He was evil. But we're using it for good. I mean, it's just astonishing, the hypocrisy of it. And so that's what we're looking at here with the study of the Holocaust. It's, you know, Hitler was bad for doing it, but today Israel is murdering Palestinians left and right, and somehow that's okay. Go ahead.
Of course, this is one of the reasons why revisionist arguments about the Holocaust story are so important, because, very briefly, no war in Iraq without 9/11, no 9/11 without the U.S. Congress paying for the state of Israel for 60 years, supporting the state of Israel against the Palestinians, and the thing is, no state of Israel without the Holocaust. And at the core of the Holocaust story is the gas chambers. So the argument over the gas chambers, this first great weapons of mass destruction fraud, created largely by the Americans, leads directly through the moral justification for creating Israel, the moral justification for the U.S. Congress funding Israel since that time, which led directly to the antipathy of Muslims against America, which leads directly to the Iraq War.
Right. The pages of their own paper attest to that. You know, Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, they talk all the time about how Israel led us into these wars, and is trying to lead us into Iran.
The Israeli press is much more open, much more direct, is more honest about Middle East affairs than the American press is.
Or maybe has more freedom.
Well, the thing is, I understand what you're saying, but you know what? We have a choice. For instance, a recent story last year, the Mir press agency in Tehran interviewed Professor Arthur Butz, who wrote, back in the 70s, wrote The Hoax of the 20th Century. And when he said The Hoax of the 20th Century, he meant The Hoax of the Gas Chamber, and which really means that the Holocaust story, the core Holocaust story, is a hoax. When he gave this interview to Mir Television Agency, and he didn't say anything new, he didn't say anything that he had not said 35 years ago, and not only that, he didn't say anything that revisionist arguments have not said for the last 35 years, and yet his own department at Northwestern, 60 members of his own department, wrote a manifesto against him and demanded...
Tell you what, we gotta go to another short break here. Yeah, hold that thought. We'll pick it up when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
Sure.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4552. For details.
Okay, guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. We've got Bradley Smith on as our guest. Yeah, you were in the middle of a thought. You got cut off there, Brad.
Yeah, I was struck by the fact that when the Iranian press agency MIR interviewed Arthur Butz. He said that he agreed with what President Ahmadinejad said about the Holocaust story, it was a very brief interview. He was condemned by the men in his own department, he was condemned by the university president, and he was condemned by the Department of Religion at Northwestern University. And so what strikes me, one of the issues here is that it's very easy to start putting the responsibility for all this on Jews because they're so influential in media and in politics. But at Northwestern University, there are 16,000 academics and administrators working in the university. Just to say something, let's say that half of them are Jews, and that certainly is an overstatement. This means that 9, 10, 12,000 academics and university administrators at Northwestern University are not Jews, huh?
Right.
Not one of them stood up on principle to say that before Butz is condemned, his book should be critiqued and published in a peer-reviewed journal just like any other academic.
Right.
Not one. They've been doing this now for 30 years, and they're not controlled by Jews. The thing is that...
Well, this is what I like to point out. If the Holocaust is so tried, tested, and true and irrefutable, why in the world are people getting arrested all over the planet, mostly in European countries like France and Germany, getting arrested and sentenced to, you know, 2-3 years in jail just for questioning the sacred doctrine of the Holocaust? Just questioning it. That's all their crime is. They're actually going to jail for questioning it. I mean, that, you know, that should tell you something right there, what's going on with the manipulation.
That's right.
Ridiculous.
Well, listen, we're dealing with it. When I got into this, you know, I believed the Holocaust story all my life. You know, I was almost 50 years
same
old.
Same here.
Before I thought anything was wrong. And I read one article that had been published in Le Monde, the French daily. It's a world-class daily, which brought into question the gas chamber stories. The thing that struck me most was that the Sonderkommando, the Jewish laborers who were taking the bodies out of the gas chambers after they had been murdered with Zyklon B, afterwards would sit around and eat their sandwiches and have lunch and so forth. And you know what? I've spent a large part of my adult life in the Jewish community. I'm looking at this story. My God, really? We got two issues here. We got one issue: if they'd just been handling corpses suffused with Zyklon B, and then now they're eating sandwiches. And they're not even using gloves. You know, one, it's scientifically, medically, there's a stupidity about it that could be. Could be confirmed, you know, at a good library in a half hour. The other thing is that, you know what? Ordinary men would not do that. They might do it one time. They might help the Germans take corpses out of a gas chamber one or two times. But you know what? They wouldn't spend their lives doing it for month after month after month after month. They'd be killing themselves, you know, just like American soldiers are coming back from Iraq and... The suicide, it turns out that the suicide rates for Iraqi veterans, you know, is very high. And I didn't believe the story. But here's the thing, is that all over America, there are tens of thousands of academics who are not Jews and who will not stand up. And I think it's good for those of us who are not Jews to understand that we're responsible, to take responsibility for what we do not do, instead of putting all the responsibility onto mainline Jewish organizations and so forth for what they do. At least they're standing up and demanding what they want. We don't.
Right. Let's get back to the physical evidence, or lack thereof, I should say, regarding the Holocaust, and focusing on the gas chamber. This is... tantamount to really getting a grasp on this thing. They take you in there to this day. They show you this big room where the Jews were supposedly brought in en masse and gassed by the hundreds or thousands or whatever. But you look at this room, and again, as you pointed out, there's a drain. Now, how could this thing be airtight when you have a drain? And what would a drain be doing in a gas chamber anyway? Then there's these little vents that, you know, that bring in fresh air right from outside. In fact, you can see the sky through these vents.
Uh-huh.
Now, by their own admission, they have not altered the thing. So these vents were there when it was a gas chamber. How can you have air vents in a gas chamber?
Uh-huh. Well, listen, it's the magic. That's what's called Holocaust magic. I mean, there are Jews who were gassed 4 and 5 times and lived to hear about it, you know. The stories, anyone who wants to look into this and will read revisionist literature will find out that there's so much nonsense involved here. For instance, there's a very famous photo of the Pope in 1993, I believe, praying before a stone tablet at Auschwitz in which it commemorated the 4 millions who were murdered there by the Germans. Later that year, the director of the museum decided, well, you know what, the figure can't really be defended anymore. It's actually only 1 million. And so we ask ourselves, at the time, we thought, well, my gosh, this is going to be a really significant event. They've just lowered the death toll at Auschwitz from 4 million to about 1.25 million, I think was the figure then. This is really going to make a difference. You know what? It didn't make a difference. It didn't affect anything, except around the edges, of course, like people like me and people who are in revisionism. We saw it as another proof of the ridiculous claims that have been made and are still being made about this story. I'm really interested in the taboo. I'm not a scholar. I have done no engineering or chemical work on the gas chambers. I have dealt with testimonies, you know, eyewitness testimonies and so forth, some of which are really absurd. But the thing is, what really interests me is the taboo and how the taboo is maintained and how the professorial class contributes to maintaining the taboo against the routine examination of this one particular historical event. And so that's why this affair with Butts is so interesting. He's been at a university for 30 years, and not one academic will take the chance of writing one paper and publishing it in a peer-reviewed journal, because he's going to find errors of fact and misinterpretation in Butts' book. But after he's stuck. After he finds out what's wrong with Butts' book, then he is stuck with what's left over. And what's left over shows that the Holocaust story, and the gas chambers in particular, are historic lies. And we don't have one academic in America who is willing. And believe me, the overwhelming majority of academics in America are not Jews. And we don't have one will simply be forthright enough to do the work that is the ideal of the university. The ideal of the university in the West is to promote a free exchange of ideas. The entire professorial class is unwilling to face their responsibilities with regard to this issue. This is why media and the government can carry on about it. So, because the media, after all, media is really, by and large, dependent on the professors to tell them what's what with regard to any historical event. That's the work of the professors. The work of media is something slightly different, you know.
People need to come to grips with the fact that, you know, a great many professors are just a bunch of wimps. They just do what they're told. They'll stamp their approval on just about anything that comes down the pike, as long as the establishment tells them to do it, because they don't want to lose their jobs. That's the bottom line.
Well, the thing is, that's the remarkable thing about a taboo, is because the establishment doesn't have to tell them anything. They understand.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah, there's an understanding all through the American professorial class that this is an issue you don't touch. And the thing is that as the class as a whole, I mean, there may be some guys who are standing against this, but the professorial class, yeah, did the same thing under Stalin. You know, it followed the state. The professorial class in Germany followed the state.
Well, you know, this is how it worked in the Dark Ages. You know, again, they didn't have to tell them, go along with what the church says. They just did it because they knew the church had power, and anybody who questioned it was going to be taken down, literally, if not figuratively. And so everybody just went along with it. Yeah, the earth is flat. You asked any professor in the Middle Ages, you know, for the most part, anyway. And, yeah, the earth is flat, the sun goes around the earth. They knew that wasn't true, but they also knew they'd be burning at the stake the next day if they said otherwise. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, in America, you simply lose your job, you lose your friends, and you lose your good name. They're not going to burn
right
at the stake, but you're ruined both. You're ruined publicly, and you're ruined, in a sense, subjectively, because no one can associate with you publicly anymore.
Yeah, and in some sense, that's a fate worse than death. I mean, your whole career is gone. What, are you going to push a broom at McDonald's now, whereas before you taught at a prestigious university? Because you will be blacklisted in the profession. You won't get a job anywhere. This is how it works, folks. You can't trust your professors, you can't trust your media, you can't trust you can trust your government. That's one thing you can trust today. Wouldn't you agree, Bradley?
You can trust
Oh, it was my vomit bag. Anyway, we have a caller. Jerry from South Carolina. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Great show today. I'm listening to it, and I just wanted to make a comment on what was touched on about the World War II and the Japanese situation, where the Japanese, when they attacked us, they attacked our military installation. It wasn't civilian. They blew up our. They were looking for our aircraft carriers, and they bombed the crap out of our fleet that was in port there at Hawaii. They didn't go bomb the civilian cities or anything. Now, we dropped two nuclear bombs, not on military installations, but on civilian populations, which is, you know, and I was just thinking about that a few days ago, and then your guest brought that up today, and I said, man, that's really something, you know, that no one has ever really brought that out in the mainline media, that why did we drop bombs? No one asked the questions on a civilian population that had really nothing that wasn't participating. Innocent men, women, children that were unarmed, whereas when they attacked us, we were armed to the teeth. We had planes, we had guns, and we had, you know, ships. But when we did that to them, to murder innocent women and children like that.
We're also not going to tell you that FDR wanted that to happen and set it up to happen, but that's another story, too.
Yeah. But I just wanted to make a comment that he's right on the money, but to show you the brainwashing, I'm 52 years old, and it just dawned on me this past week, you know, the logic behind that. You know, if you're going to wipe them out, wipe out their military installations. Don't drop bombs on innocent men, women, children that can't even defend themselves, you know. Hey, great show.
Right. We set up a situation in Iraq.
I'm
where essentially we're responsible, the American administration is responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people. Americans haven't killed them all directly, but we created a situation in which those who are doing the killing believe that they have that moral right is on their side. And the Iraqis were better off under Hussein. You know.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not debatable, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Jerry, was that it? Because we're getting a kind of a nasty hum from your phone again. You got to get yourself a new phone, buddy.
yeah, I know. I think my line's being tapped because the stuff that I'd be talking about.
Well, you're questioning the Holocaust. That, definitely now. Your door will be kicked in about 10 minutes.
Hey, I just wanted to say this, and I want to hang up, is that I'm a firm believer in what goes around comes around, and what we're doing to these nations now will definitely come back on us if we do not change our ways. Thank you.
Well, hopefully not us. Hopefully just the ones that are perpetrating this, you know, the American people.
But we the people are responsible, and we're letting these guys get away with it. And as long as we let them get away with it, we're going to suffer the consequences too. Look at the nation of Israel in the Old Testament. They had evil rulers, but the people suffered also because of the evil rulers.
Yeah, we need to start you know, taking responsibility and saying enough is enough. They're doing it in our name, with our money, with our soldiers, and it's got to stop. Anyway, thanks for the call, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Great show. I'm going to finish listening to your show. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care, man. What a mess. But, you know, you go to the Holocaust, you can go to Washington and go to their Holocaust Museum, or you can go to Auschwitz or whatever, and you'll see the hair shaved, you know, you'll see the piles of shaved hair. You'll see the Zyklon B canisters, and that's supposed to convince us that, you know, it happened the way that we were told. But as David Cole pointed out, and I'm sure you too, what does that prove? Yeah, of course they shaved their heads. Everybody had lice. That's the first thing they did when you entered the camp. They shaved your head. Zyklon B was in common use back then as a effective way of getting rid of lice. They would, douse the clothes with it. It would kill the lice on the clothes. They had them stripped down as soon as they entered the camp. To get,
by the way, did you know that Zyklon B was manufactured in Virginia?
yeah.
During 50s, 60s, 70s, in the 80s even, I think. I'm not sure when it ended, but it was a very effective chemical for disinfection, and they had a manufacturing plant in Virginia.
Well, like Dave points out, too, and this is very significant, when you go into the so-called gas chamber at Auschwitz today, there's no endemic blue film on the walls or the ceilings or the floors, which is exactly what you would expect from Zyklon B. It gives off this, it leaves this residual blue film. You do find it in another facility that they don't have you tour, where the decontamination took place of the clothing. That blue film is there, showing that Zyklon B was used there, but not in the facility they say where the Jews were, not just Jews, of course, other people were in those camps. But, you know, no evidence, not one single bit of evidence that you would expect, that you would demand, to prove that there was this mass extermination by gassing. You don't find any evidence. None of it is present at Auschwitz. There was a pool there. They had a pool for them to swim in. Does that sound like they were interested in killing them off?
Well, the thing is that, evidence is one thing and proof is another.
Yeah, exactly. We've got to go to a short break again. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with Bradley Smith.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Bradley Smith on as a guest. You know, this is interesting. I got to read this small little clip here. This is from JewsAgainstZionism.com. This is a Jewish website created by Jews, so nobody can say they're anti-Semitic. If you go there, you'll see that, you know, they talk a lot about this, the Holocaust fraud and how Zionism is controlling our government, controlling the German government, the British government, a whole lot of other governments around the world. And they control the media. They control, I mean, this is, they're not anti-Semites when they say this. But anyway, here's a statement right off their website. It says, the founder of Zionism, modern Zionism, and apostate Theodor Herzl sought to intensify hatred of the Jew in order to enhance the cause of political Zionism. Here are some of his pearls. They quote here from his diary. And this is what he said. It is essential that the sufferings of Jews become worse. This will assist in realization of our aims. I have an excellent idea. I shall induce anti-Semites to liquidate Jewish wealth. The anti-Semites will assist us thereby in that they will strengthen the persecution and oppression of Jews. The anti-Semites shall be our best friends. So, you know, as crazy as it sounds, this is their aim, their goal, is to create anti-Semitism, to capitalize off of, you know, feelings of, you know, anti-Judaism, if you will, when in reality the real anti-Jews are the Zionists themselves. Go to Jews Against Zionism. That's just one website like that. There's many, but go to JewsAgainstZionism.com. Check it out for yourself. They'll tell you why this thing exists, why the Jews control the media, how they control the media. And again, I shouldn't even say Jews. It's Zionists. They're not true Jews. They've hijacked Judaism, using it to advance their own corrupt political aim. But here you have it. You know, the Holocaust fraud is a good example of this, to play on people's sympathies so that you don't recognize that, you know, Zionism is the problem. And it really is. You'll give sympathy for the Zionists when they're the ones who have created all the problems for the Jews down through the decades. It's really a big, complicated, twisted mess, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it really is. And, of course, by the way, I met several of these Orthodox fundamentalist Jews. I was in Tehran last year at the Holocaust conference, and I met several of these guys, and it was very interesting seeing them there. And it was very interesting how Ahmadinejad, the Iranian president, exploited their presence. We could all see we were basically. By the way, there was kind of a get-together with Ahmadinejad, and there was in a small hall or a large room, and there was probably 100 people, maybe fewer, 80 to 100 people there. And I think there were five of them there, these five fundamentalist Jews. They had the key table spots close to the president, and some of us could see there, well, It's very interesting how Ahmadinejad was exploiting them, and they, of course, exploiting Ahmadinejad. And it was really something.
I tell you what, we got another short break, but you got to tell us more about that. I didn't realize that you went there. Okay, folks, stick with us, short break, and I'll be right back.
With recent